Maine's top financial officials say state revenues are doing better than expected overall, but they're warning that the loss of revenue is still significant and will pose some serious policy questions for the governor and legislature. Mel Leary has more.
The legislature's Appropriations Committee, which met via virtual interconnect, heard from Finance Commissioner Kirsten Figueroa, who says while some national models have projected Maine's revenue losses at possibly over $1 billion, the state's own estimate is much less.
For FY21 right now, that number, according to our stress scenario, is closer to $525 million.
Figueroa says Maine will end the current budget year in June with some extra cash to help pay the bills in the new year, and that the state rainy day fund can cover more than half of the shortfall in the coming year, if necessary. Mike Allen of Maine Revenue Services says while jobs have been lost, the expansion of unemployment benefits, paid for by the federal government, has bolstered revenues somewhat.
The unemployment benefits have been enhanced, the extra $600. Those are taxable. We believe people are having withholding taken out of those unemployment benefits.
And Allen says most workers that have lost their jobs were in relatively low-paying positions, while many in better-paying jobs, including 4 out of 5 state workers, have been able to work from home. Allen says in some cases, lost tax revenue in one area has been offset by increases in revenue elsewhere.
Stores that sell a wide variety of goods are doing very well in the pandemic. So they're selling cleaning supplies, they're selling food.
Allen says specialty retailers are not doing well. Restaurant sales taxes are also way down, while grocery sales are up. Figueroa says the state got some relief from the $1.25 billion it has already received from the federal government for COVID-19-related costs, even though it has not been able to use any of that to offset lost revenue. But Figueroa says it can be used indirectly to offset unemployment payments from the state trust fund that's fueled by taxes on employers.
It's not a direct payment, but what we're planning to do is use these funds so that we can hold the business community harmless, as it were.
While most of the federal funds can be channeled through existing state programs, committee members signal that the legislature may have to approve some of the new initiatives. Senator Kathy Breen, a Democrat from Falmouth, serves as co-chair.
Well, at least until we're in session again, that's going to fall largely to this committee and the administration. So,
committee members are being asked to meet again next week to start considering specific proposals. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.